First off, big welcome to everyone. Those of you who are new, welcome. Those of you who are returning, welcome back. So it's great to have you here. Just a couple housekeeping things. First of all, make sure you grab a confidentiality agreement from this table and fill it out. I'll need to collect them all from you, and we'll be checking off names prior to us going to camera to start speaker selection. If you are a committing returning member, you still need to fill one out. Same thing with the counselor information form. They're also available there. Please do that. If you have any questions about either of them, I'm happy to answer. Resumes and cover letters I will be distributing. Agenda. If anybody has any questions about the agenda, just let me know. In general, questions. So I'm not going to be remotely concerned with your proper use of like Robert's rules today. So I will, like, if it becomes necessary for keeping things in order, I'll be a little bit more formal, but my hope is that basically today we just won't worry about it as much as we normally would during the year, so that discussion can just be as fluid as possible. So if you have any questions about how anything works, just all you have to do is raise your placard, and you don't have to worry about like how to ask it or anything. I'll just recognize you, and you can just ask me whatever you want, and I'll try to help you out. It's really important that you ask questions today, too, so because obviously if you don't know what's going on, you're not going to be able to make an informed decision, and probably other people in the room are going to have the same question as you. Committees, so there's attached information to the agenda regarding all the committees because we do nominations today. One committee, the Elections Review Committee, was missed in the information, so President Kuzma had passed around a document that had information regarding that committee. If you have any questions about any of the committees, just ask, because this is the best opportunity to get onto a committee. Vacancies do open up throughout the year, but this is definitely the easiest and best time to get on a committee. If you have any interest, if you don't know even like what a committee does or what a committee is, feel free to ask. Placards, hopefully you've all grabbed your placard. They're all there, just fold it. You'll keep it for the year, so just return it at the end of the meeting. For this meeting, for me, and when you have a new speaker for the first while for them, when you raise your, when you like want it to be recognized, make sure they can see your placard so they can remember your name. Because, yeah, it's going to be hard for the first little while, and for me today, obviously. The other thing with that is you're not actually counselors yet. This is the introductory meeting. So you actually become counselors at the first meeting of council, which is scheduled to happen May 7th if this agenda gets approved. So you're not actually counselors now. So basically the tradition is that we refer to you as like incoming counselor, incoming president, but that's just going to be annoying for me to say, so I'm just going to say your title. Just be aware you don't yet necessarily have rights and responsibilities of a member in that office, will, except with respect to confidentiality, but I'm going to go into that in more detail than you will find interesting when we get to that part of the meeting, so don't worry about that now. So what we're going to do, I might as well. If I pronounce your name incorrectly, just tell me so I can write down a little bit of a better pronunciation. You might have to do that again for the new speaker, but better than me calling you something incorrect all meeting. And maybe the best way to do this, actually, is... Has everybody had a chance to fill out their confidentiality form? No? Okay, what I'm going to do then is I'm just going to give you a few minutes right now to fill your confidentiality form so that I can do attendance, and then when I call your name, you're going to come and give me your form so I can check it off to make sure everyone signed it. So you have, it's 6:15, I'll give you till 6:20 to read your confidentiality form. If after that time you still need more time to read it, I'll give you more time, but just hopefully that'll be good. So, yeah, you can do that. Also, your council information form.
I'm not going to go and come back in to see if he's
not.
So, for number of moments, does that look like the essay?
Yeah. Eric, what that, like, what that big of a thing is saying is more like that, yes, you can issue with, like, for example, you know, find you, like, not necessarily what people want to, but, yeah, like, obviously, like, a lot of it, that's more
It's a good idea, unless you want to know.
And just so you all know, the council parking pass basically allows you to park, like, during the Tuesday evenings at the law parking lot for free if you drive. So that's what, if you want a council parking pass, that's what that does.
Is there any chance that, like, it could be still in the background?
Oh, no, like, I wouldn't know.
I feel like this is, like, ridiculously loud.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Don't worry.
Oh, you're still
there. Yeah, let's grab dinner.
That one there and that one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you for being so eager and so patient. It was wonderful. Definitely on your way to heaven.
For sure. For sure.
Adam.
Brent, Josh,
Brent, Josh,
Jesus.
And Dustin.
What if I have a question?
No, no,
question is, should I submit the letter to later?
Just email me.
I don't know if that's exactly right yet.
Right. Like that for now.
Yeah. And if you don't know your license plate, but you require a pass, just email Nicole your license plate number.
John, what did you show up? I know why you showed up. I know why you showed up.
All right, I see you later.
Okay, does anyone need more time? Okay, so when I call your name, okay, so when I call your name, come up here and give your document to Nicole. The two documents. So the attendance is going to be slow because I'm collecting all your stuff. But please don't make it too loud for everyone else to hear. President Kuzmu, you all can also say present if you want, or whatever, acknowledge. Okay, so come give your stuff, yeah. Vice President Lau.
How's that?
Okay, so I already got Vice President Chell and Vice President Woods and Governor Kelly. Councillor Patel? Councillor Borden? Yeah, so you can actually also, like, say... yeah. Councillor Mills? Councillor Hanwha? Councillor Bannister? Councillor Chiavone? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Shaboni.
Shaboni? Councillor Mohammed?
Pritchard.
Councillor Grokey? Councillor Milnarski? Councillor Valdez? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah.
Councillor Corbett? Councillor Redman?
Thanks.
Councillor, is it Mercier or Mercier?
Oh, I forgot to say that.
Is there, sorry, so no Councillor Mercier? George? Justin? Abdu, or sorry, Councillor Hammond? No. Councillor Morris? Yeah, keep that up as agreement and it's an issue for them up there. Councillor Nguyen? No. Yeah. Is it Nguyen or Nguyen?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
You can say Nguyen.
Councillor Champagne? Councillor Speakman?
Present.
Councillor Hodgson?
Present.
Councillor Wayne?
I don't know what to put first.
Is that correct? Councillor Zhang?
Present.
Councillor Guyan? Councillor Binchik, is that right? Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, it's Mean Chick, but I guess. And I'll email you my thoughts with Lester. Okay, thank you.
Counselor Douglas?
Yep.
So there's one. Is anybody in this room not signed besides Scott Smith and the Gateway? Any counselor or member of council not signed an agreement?
You speak Slaughter?
Okay, so while you're working on that, I'm going to go through this. Okay, so basically how this is going to work is we're going to go in camera. At that point, I will distribute the resumes and cover letters of the applicants, give you a couple minutes to look over them, and then we will have each of the applicants come in one at a time, and they will come in and give a two-minute speech, followed by questions, as many as you want. So to ask a question, just raise your placard and I'll put you on the speakers list, and then I will, like, in turn, you'll get to speak. Basically, in order to have this discussion, we're going to go in camera. So that was why I got you to fill out those confidentiality agreements. So basically, in camera means that no one who is not a member of council or has special rights to the information through our bylaws can be privy to the information. So basically, what happens in camera can't be discussed outside of council. So this is really, really important because obviously in general, the reason that a council would go in camera is because they have information that they don't want public. So in general, organizations do go in camera. It's called executive session under Robert's Rules of Orders when they have sensitive information to discuss. Perfect example being human resources information. So if council does breach, aka if someone leaks the information to any member, not any person or group who's not a member of council, then that person can actually be held liable. I don't know if I'm using that word correctly, but basically by the student's union. The student's union can press charges against that individual. Not only is it, bad because you can have those type of consequences, but it's also incredibly disrespectful to the organization and if that information is leaked. So what happens if information is leaked is, A, the student's union's position can be compromised, and also you could be putting them into a situation where they could be held liable for any number of things, depending on what the information is. And B, you could be putting an individual, you'd be putting an individual in a really awkward place with information about them that shouldn't be discussed in a public arena. So again, a perfect example, which is what we're doing today, the reason we're going in camera is because we're discussing applicants for a job. And so you can imagine why you wouldn't want basically the discussion of whether or not you're going to be hired to be privy to anybody who wanted to have access to that information. And basically, I can't stress enough your cooperation that is required in maintaining the secrecy of this information. If you have any questions about what you can or can't say, please ask. It is nothing short of cowardly, disastrous, and irresponsible for anybody to leak information out of camera when it has been discussed in camera. And as you will get in with the new speaker, who will give you, I'm sure, a better lecture than this at a later date, you have the right as members to make information public that you want. So you have to basically convince the rest of the body that that information that was private should be public. You have the opportunity to do that as a member of council. That means that if instead of going through that process and leaking information, you simply bypass it and leak information, that means that you weren't willing to have the discussion with the body to try and convince them that that information should be public, and you're simply trying to, and again, I'm going to use the word cowardly because this was really driving me nuts and council nuts last year. You're really acting cowardly in trying to bypass the rules, not have an open discussion about what you're talking about and probably putting individuals and the students' union at risk. So I can't stress enough about how important this is that you maintain the privacy and respect for the organization, particularly in this situation. Does anybody have any questions about that or about the process for hiring a speaker? No? Okay. Is anyone in here that hasn't signed a confidentiality agreement again who's a member of council? No? Okay. So I guess we'll go into item 1A, which is application or the election of a speaker. So would somebody like to move a motion to go in camera? Councillor Hodgson? Move to go in camera, move to go into executive session. Councillor Borden, second. I don't think there's any reason for debate. All those in favor of going into executive session or in camera, please raise your placards. All those opposed? Any abstentions? Nope. Okay, so we will go in camera and ask the gay witness to follow. Okay, that passes. Okay, moving on to annual meeting schedule. So if you flip open your agenda to the first page, on the back of the first page, top left, there's a list of dates. So that is the meeting schedule, Tuesday nights at 6. You can see all the dates. If there's any issues, you can make an amendment changing the dates. But anyways, is there... Someone want to move? Just somebody move this, and then if there's amendments, they can do so. Councilor Malarski, is there a seconder? Is moving this? Councilor Corbett? Okay, so basically, Councilor Malarski, did you want to introduce this at all? Or no? Okay. So we can debate this. With a motion like this, it's likely going to be amendments, but you can offer debate or questions to the floor. If you have any questions about how anything works, you can just raise your hand and I'll answer you. Does anyone have any questions about how this is working? No? Okay. So is there any debate? Vice President Chalmers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move to amend the schedule to change February 18th to February 11th.
Okay. Is there a seconder for doing this? Vice President Woods. Vice President Chalmers, did you want to...
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. February the 18th falls during the winter term reading week. I suspect some councillors may have plans to go visit their families, go on a vacation, or will want to dedicate that week to studying or improving their mental health. So I recommend that we move that meeting up 1 week. The reason for moving it up 1 week rather than delaying it by 1 week is to ensure that we are able to complete business at their forum. Issues come executive election season.
Thank you, Vice President Chalmers. Is there any opposition to this? Seeing none, so carried. Is there any further debate? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the schedule, please raise your hand. All those opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. It's approved. So now we'll go down to nominations and council committees. So we're going to do it in the order on the agenda. So how this is going to work is basically you can nominate yourself or nominate another member to that committee. All you have to do is raise your placard and say, I'd like to nominate X or myself. And that person can accept the nomination if they want. And then after we'll have a voting system that I'll explain to when we get there. Does anybody have any questions on how this works? No? In your agenda package, there is, as I mentioned, information on all the committees. You can also ask a point of information or a question to the chair regarding what the committee does if you have any questions about that. So, nominations to the audit committee. Are there any nominations? Councilor Redmond.
I nominate Councilor Douglas for
audit. Councilor Douglas, do you accept? Councilor Malarski?
I nominate Councilor Hodgson.
Councilor Hodgson, do you accept?
I do.
Councilor Vichek?
I nominate Councilor
Kikudin. Councilor Wynn, do you accept?
Yes.
Councilor Hodgson?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I nominate Councilor Valdez for the audit committee.
Councilor Valdez, do you accept?
Yes.
Councilor Borden.
Councilor Hanlon.
Councilor Hanlon, do you accept?
Thanks, yeah.
Governor Kelly, is that a placard? No. Are there any further nominations? I currently have 5 names for 7 spots. Councilor Hanwell.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Borden.
Councilor Borden, do you accept?
Yeah.
Sorry, was that a yes? Was that a yes? Yes?
Yes, sorry.
Sorry, okay. Councilor Mills?
I'd nominate Councilor Bannister.
Councilor Bannister, do you accept?
I accept.
Are there any further nominations? Currently have 7 for 7. Going once, going twice, closed. So congratulations to Councillor Douglas, Councillor Hodgson, Councillor Wynn, Councillor Valdez, Councillor Hanwell, Councillor Borden, and Councillor Bannister for their appointment to the Audit Committee. So I will actually explain the voting. Sorry, I thought I assumed we would be going to a vote on that one, which is why I didn't before. But basically, how this will work is if there are less than or equal to the number of nominees as positions available, we'll just consider them all accepted. If there are more nominees than spots, then we'll allow each of the nominees to speak for 30 seconds, after which, after no debate, council will vote on their top choices. Does that make sense?
What a parliamentary group, Mr. Speaker.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We're, the executive was curious in discussing earlier whether or not ex officio members, executive members of committees are automatically on those committees, or whether or not they have to be actually elected to said committee.
They're automatically on that committee. And I'm guessing, Nicole, that this is the number of councillors they put there, right? All right.
Okay. Are there information?
Go ahead.
What is ex officio?
Ex officio basically means have a spot because of their position. So, for example, the Vice President Academic, Vice President External, and Vice President Student Life are ex officio members of the Policy Committee, which means that they're automatically on the Policy Committee after being elected to their Vice Presidency. Does that make sense?
What information, Mr. Speaker?
Sure.
I guess for parliamentary inquiry, can you nominate multiple candidates at one time to raise a point each time?
Just do one at a time, but you can nominate as many times as you want.
Just one at a time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to make sure these numbers are correct. Is it excluding ex officio members?
If not, then that's excluding that. So,
okay, Budget and Finance Committee. So, are there any nominations to the Budget and Finance Committee? Again, if you have any questions about any of these committees' work, feel free to ask. Go ahead.
So, are there 6 available spots or 7 with myself?
On the Budget and Finance Committee? There are 6 available spots.
Thank you.
Problem. So, are there any nominations? Councillor Hanwell.
I nominate Councillor Zane.
Councillor Zane, do you
accept?
Councillor Redmond.
Mr. Speaker, I nominate Councillor Valdez.
Councillor Valdez, do you accept? Councillor Hodgson.
Yes. I nominate Councillor Hodgson.
Oh, my apologies, I got it. Okay. Councillor Hodgson, do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Borden.
Yeah, I
nominate Councillor Sorry? Councillor Shibona? Councillor Shimoni, do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Bichek?
I nominate Councillor Wynn.
Councillor Wynn, do you accept?
Yes.
Are there any further nominations? I currently have 5 names for 6 spots. It's okay if they don't get filled, but Councillor Wynn?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Wynn.
Councillor Wynn, do you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Are there any further nominations? Councillor Hodgson?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Hanin. He's nominated tonight, though.
He asked to be nominated?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any further nominations? Seeing none, I have 6 names for 6 spots. So, congratulations to Councillor Zen, Councillor Valdez, Councillor Hodgson, Councillor Shivoni, Councillor Wynn, and Councillor Hanin. Okay, next up is the Bylaw Committee, which is 7 members. Are there any nominations for the Bylaw Committee? Councillor Champagne.
I'd like to nominate Donna Kelly.
Sorry?
I'd
I'd like to nominate Governor Kelly.
Governor Kelly, do you accept?
Thank you.
Councillor Patel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Speakman.
Councillor Speakman, do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Muhammad.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Okay. Vice President Lay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Vice President Woods.
Vice President Woods, do you accept?
I do.
Councillor Hanwell.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Speakman.
Councillor Zeng, do you accept?
Zeng, do you accept?
Okay. Councillor Borden.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Shivani.
Councillor Shivani, do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Zeng.
Thank you, Mr. Shivani. I'd like to nominate Councillor Douglas.
Councillor Douglas,
do
you accept?
Yeah.
Governor Kelly.
I would like to nominate Councillor Grehan.
Councillor Grehan, do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Hanwell.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Hodgson.
Councillor Hodgson, do you accept?
Yes.
Are there any further nominations? Okay, I have nine nominees for seven spots. So we will just go in the order in which they were nominated. So you each have 30 seconds. I'll put it on the screen for you. It's going to take a second to warm up. I'll give you the 3, 2, 1, 30, 20, 10. My fingers. Everyone understand that? 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 10 seconds. Governor Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The reason why I would like to serve on my own committee this year is because I really enjoyed my service on the committee last year. I feel that I made a number of really important contributions to bylaw committee. We discussed a lot of important things at bylaw committee last year, unfortunately some of which we didn't finish up on, and I'd like to ensure that there's a good transition between the previous bylaw committee chair and the new chair in making sure that we don't just drop a lot of what we were discussing last year.
Thank you, Governor Kelly. Sorry.
That's good.
Councillor Speakman. Sorry?
I want to stay on.
Sure.
I want to be on the bylaw committee because I like rules. I'm not really interested in finances, so this one stands out to me. I have a fair mind, and I am always committed to the things that I volunteer for. So vote for me, please.
Thank you very much. Councilor Mohammed.
So I ran my entire platform on reforming bylaw 3000. I believe that city group today shows that the voters wanted me to reform bylaw 3000. So if I'm put on this committee, I believe that I can put my vision into action. I don't want to be a rubber stamp. I don't want to put this on the resume once it's been changed. And I believe that being on this committee will allow me to fulfill my campaign platform and hopefully make positive change for students and youth.
Thank you. Councilor Woods.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I sat on the bylaw committee the year before last. I was actually the chair of the committee. It was something that I incredibly enjoyed, despite the fact that every previous bylaw chair said, I'm never doing that again, because it can be deemed somewhat boring, as you can ask a certain president. However, I, if given the opportunity, if elected on the committee, I would love to potentially chair it again. I would like to hopefully one day get into law, so this kind of stuff very much interests me, and I thank you for your consideration.
Councilor Zane.
Yeah, so I've had experience reviewing and editing models in other meetings, and it's really been interesting to me because everything's governed by a set of rules. And so if I can be on the committee, I want to practice the best of drafting bylaws, and also I'm capable of the party.
Thank you, Councillor Shimoni.
I'd like to be on bylaw committee because it's basically what I'm interested in studying. I've also got some limited experience in writing bylaws with my fraternity, so I practiced that a little bit, but I would definitely like to expand on that with the student council.
Thank you very much. Councillor Douglas.
I would like to be on the bylaw committee because with my student group fraternity, I'm responsible for the bylaws and maintaining them, and it is something that I enjoy. Attention to detail is something you need with bylaws, and that is something I tend to be rather good at, a little bit of OCD. So, there you go.
Good. Councillor Doug. That's just you. Councillor Brianne.
Thanks.
Yeah, I also became interested in bylaw committee because of bylaw 3000. I'm sit on the board of directors of an organization called APERG, and I'm on their policy committee, but we basically do all the work that a bylaw committee normally does in Seattle. So I do have some experience with that. I'm really interested, as I said, in, well, first off, bylaw 3000, I guess, and just the bylaws in general. So I'd love to be on.
Thank you, Mr. Councillor Rehan. Councillor Hodgson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to sit on the bylaw committee as I have some interest in reforming bylaw 3000 and 6000. I believe there's some errors in there and slash that is not written the best to interpret, and I think they could be redone to be a lot more friendly, and we could close up some loopholes in there. Specifically, it has to do with finances and fees. I have the experience for that from sitting on the financial committee's last council term, and again, just council term, so I think that would be a good choice for that.
Thank you, Councillor Hodgson. Okay, so like I said, we have nine names for seven spots. So how this is going to work is you can vote up to seven times. I'm going to call out the names in the same order that we just did that. We're going to do, normally we are in council chambers, which has electronic voting, but since we don't have electronic voting, unfortunately we just have to do heads down, hands up, to keep it confidential without doing ballots for everyone, which would take forever. So we're going to do heads down, hands up. You can vote up to seven times. At the end, we're going to tally the total number of votes cast. If it exceeds the number of possible votes cast, then we're going to have to redo it all again, and it's going to take a long time. So please don't vote more than seven times. You don't have to vote seven times, just up to seven times for the candidates that that you want to see on the committee. Does anybody have any? Councilor Mills.
There are nine.
There are nine, and I'll say them again. Does anybody want me to type them up on the screen? Yeah. Is that a question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You can also vote for yourself, right?
Absolutely.
Who would do that?
I know I got some of these. Is that all correct?
1M.
What's that?
1M?
The rest is correct? The A and the I is backwards? What?
No, me and my name is.
Oh, sorry. I always wrote it with me.
Yeah, reverse the I and the A.
Okay. It's pretty good for just me. okay, anyone? Any others? Nope. Okay, so these are all the names. You can vote again up to seven times. So, sorry, heads down. You're going to have to bend a little bit awkwardly to raise your hand. Sorry, Gateway. I know it's annoying. I'd be annoyed if I were you too. okay, so all those in favor of Governor Kelly. Okay. Okay. You can put your hands down. All in favor of Councillor Speakman. Okay. All in favor of Councillor Muhammad. All in favor of Vice President Woods. Okay. All in favor of Councillor Zhang. Okay. All in Councillor Schiavone. Sorry, can you, some of you are half raising, can you either raise it all the way or put your placard so I can't even see it? Okay. All in favor of Councillor Douglas? Okay. All in favor of Councillor Grehan? Again, please either raise it or put it down. Okay. All in favor of Councillor Hodgson? Congratulations to Governor Kelly, Councillor Speakman, Vice President Woods, Councillor Zhang, Councillor Douglas, Councillor Grehan, and Councillor Hudson. Council Administration Committee. Sure.
I'm just curious why we, maybe it's for the interest of time, why we did the sort of ranking ballot for the role of the Speaker of the
and not for committees.
Council and not
just
for
time.
Committees.
Yeah.
Just time.
Yeah. Straight time. And because for a Speaker, our standing orders dictate that we have to do it by secret ballot, whereas doing committee in secret is more of a tradition in order just so that people feel more comfortable voting for whoever they want, but it's not specified anywhere that we have to do it by secret ballot. So it's more just for respect for the candidates, but not wanting to spend a ton of time on it. But yeah, you can request for, you can point of order or request for votes in any way which you like if you disagree with me on doing it. Councillor Light?
Oh,
it's a nomination? Okay, sorry. Okay, go ahead, nominations, Council Administration Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to nominate Councillor Mills.
Councillor Mills, accept?
Thank you.
Councillor Champagne?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Governor Kelly.
Governor Kelly, you accept?
Thank you.
Governor Kelly?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Morris.
Councillor Morris, you accept?
Yeah.
Vice President Woods?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Borden.
Councillor Borden, you accept? Four names for five spots. Are there any further nominations? Sorry, what was your last name? Oh, Valdez. Councilman Lasky, you accept? Five names for five spots. Are there any further nominations? Seeing none, congratulations to Councillor Mills, Governor Kelly, Councillor Morris, Councillor Borden, and Councillor Milnarski. The Council Administration Committee. Okay, Policy Committee. So it says nine, but there's six because it's six members of Students' Council. Councillor Mohammed. Sure. Vice President Lau.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Patel.
Councillor Patel, accept. Vice President Sheldon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Klein.
Councillor Ryan? Yeah. Councillor Valdez.
I think, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to nominate Councillor.
Sorry, Councillor. Oh, Councillor Redmond, of course. Councillor Redmond, do you accept?
Yeah.
Councillor Hanwell.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Zhang.
Councillor Zhang, do you accept? Councillor Borden.
Councillor Mills.
Councillor Mills, do you accept?
Councillor Wade. I'd like to nominate Councillor Michek.
Councillor Michek.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Wynne.
Councillor Wynne, do you accept?
Yes.
Governor Kelly.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Champagne.
Councillor Champagne, do you accept?
Yes.
Councillor Borden.
I'd like to nominate
Councillor Hanlon, do you accept?
Yes.
Vice President Shelley.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to nominate Councillor Morris.
Councillor Morris, do you accept?
Yes.
Governor Kelly.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Grehan.
Councillor Grehan, do you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Councillor Hanlon.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Hodgson.
Councillor Hodgson, do you accept?
I do.
Yeah.
In the discussion of policy committee here, it says that it shall make recommendations based on undergraduate tuition, and then 4 months down, it shall not make recommendations based on undergraduate tuition. Which opinion is there, or which is the Students' Union policy committee actually?
Okay. You know what? To be honest, this description is pretty out of date for policy committee. I think what they're doing with that is outlining the policies that existed at the time this was written, which was probably 5 or 6 years ago. So basically, policy committee reviews our current political policies, dictate what the executive have to advocate on, and basically what the executive can't contradict. So policy committee sets the advocacy direction through policies of the executive, and of the Students' Union in general. And our policies also expire every 3 years, and so policy committee, after a policy has expired, policy committee will review whether or not they want to renew that policy or amend it. So I honestly, I wouldn't pay a ton of attention to those descriptions. It would be more relevant to look at all of our current policies. Does that kind of answer your question?
Yeah?
Did you want to know specifically about the tuition thing? No? Okay. President Kuzma.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a statement and clarify the previous question asked by Councillor Reed.
Do you think it's necessary?
I just wanted to say that in the current version of bylaw, it doesn't make that statement. It just says, shall make recommendations to students, council, students, students, local policy, respected every graduate tuition at the UK. It doesn't make any mention of not being able to.
Okay.
So this is an outdated description.
Thanks. Okay, are there any further nominations? Councillor Schiavone.
I'd like to nominate myself, please.
Sure. Any further nominations? Vice President Schiavone.
I'm just going to make the joke. I want to nominate the rest of council.
Hilarious. Okay. Are there any further nominations? Nope. Okay, so there are 12 names for 6 members. So, once again, we'll go in the order which they were nominated in, like this. Okay, so I'll put the names up where we're doing this, but Councillor Mohammed. 30 seconds.
Okay, so I guess I'm just going to play politics with my experience. So, in terms of my experience, the staff committees where $20,000 in grants is awarded. Currently, we're trying to say that's one of the district public safety and immigration for the purpose of preventing terrorism. To fund many charitable activities, I'll only receive to be set down the Jubilee Medal. Now, I'm not being talking about just playing politics and people throw it out there, but I want to be on this committee because I believe that can help shape policy that will change the university of Alberta for the better. I think that my experience that I laid out before will show that.
Thank you, Councillor Ahmed. Councillor McCallum.
So part of the reason why I became a part of council is that we should move discussion forward. I study food policy and I'm very involved on and off campus on food-related issues. And part of my campaign is to advocate for food system changes on a policy level. I have a lot to contribute, and I hope I can get a chance to do that.
Thank you, Councilor Chow. Councilor Ryan.
So part of the reason why I wanted to join this committee was because I'm really interested in advocacy. By joining the ICE last year, I was a VP academic, and I was involved with the faculty level advocacy, and I want to continue that trend and perhaps help with the university level.
Thank you, Councillor Wright. Councillor Redner.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. So part of the reason I went on this policy or wanted to be on this policy committee is because I used to be involved with the Internal Council, my own fraternity, other student groups like that, and I want to implement policy related to student life, getting students more involved, getting them more counseling, stuff like that. I'm really interested in the things that are outlined for it to do. That's why I'd like to.
Thank you, Councillor Redman. Councillor Mills.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is my third year being on student council, so I think being a policy committee, I could provide valuable insight as to some history of the student movement, as well as how to go about dealing procedurally within the committee and how to go about it. I've been instrumental on CAC as well as audit last year, and I'd be a valuable asset on the committee.
Thank you, Councillor Mills. Councillor Pichek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am a first-year student at the University of Alberta. I believe I could bring a fresh perspective to the policy committee. I do stay in touch constantly with plenty of students. I hear about their opinions of what students mean that, and I believe that that connection will allow me to really represent the voice of students. And I'm very dependable. I am very excited to possibly be on this committee, so I do hope to work with you both for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Winship. Councillor Red.
I'm Jessica. I'm in my third year. I was on the ICE last year, which is the Science Student Faculty Association. Although I wasn't involved in advocacy specifically, I think I pushed for non-academic advocacy a lot with student space. So I've been able to do something with the ICE that they can use in the future to push for student space for science students. And I think 70% students, so student space is not good. So good for me.
Thanks, Councillor Red. Councillor Champagne.
Mr. Speaker, I want to be part of policy. I'm the senior counselor, this year on the council. I bring the perspective from someone who is not on the campus, who comes from Pregnancy St. John. I have experience in policy making in an out-of-campus organization that handles a $500,000 budget. I also bring passion, dedication, and go-to attitude to my work. So, vote for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Champagne. Councillor Angle.
Okay, so I think that a lot of these policies deal with political advocacy. In regards to that, I actually worked and was the primary volunteer for the incoming vice president of the externals campaign, in which I got to engage with a lot of these platform points, such as student employment, such as student mental health. So I'd really like to kind of see the way that we can direct his efforts and the student union's efforts towards those points or different points that maybe
should
change.
Thank you, Councillor Henwell. Councillor Morris.
First of all, I also like to offer a fresh perspective. I am a first year. I also feel that I can best represent my faculty in the studies within the policy committee, as well as be a voice for advocates on campus.
Thank you, Councillor Morris. Councillor Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I already am on three committees. The policy is the last one I wanted to be a part of. I have a lot of haven't done my degree, so I will have a lot of time, so that shouldn't be an issue. But the reason I want to be on policy is it's not something I was involved with on my previous term of council, and it's something I'm very interested in. I think the SU needs to make sure its policies are driven by evidence, and myself, a science student very interested in science, would like to ensure that our policies are driven by evidence and fact and data.
Thank you, Councillor Hudson. Councillor Schroeder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The main reason I ran for student council was for policy. It's what I'm most interested in with student council, so I really hope to have your support.
Thank you, Councillor Shoney. Okay, so these are the names. Again, there are 12 names for six spots. Six spots, yeah. 12 names. So you can vote up to six times. So, once again, heads down, hands up. So please, no halfsies this time. Either commit or don't. I just need to ask you. Okay. Counselor, okay, all in favor of Counselor Mohammed? Okay. All those in favor of Councillor Patel? Okay. All those in favor of Councillor Wang? Okay. All those in favor of Councillor Redmond? Okay. All those in favor of Councillor Mills? Okay. All those in favor of Councillor Binchek? Okay. All those in favor of Councillor Wren? Okay. All those in favor of Councillor Champagne? Okay. All those in favor of Councillor Hanwell? Okay. All those in favor of Councillor Morris? Okay. All those in favor of Councillor Hodgson? Okay. All those in favor of Councillor Schiavone? Okay.
What about parliamentary procedure or point of order? Or parliamentary procedure? Am I able to change my vote at all before you announce it? I just have to tell you it. I don't know. I had to figure out my vote. So it's true. Maybe if not, that's fine.
The thing is this. You technically could because I haven't calculated the votes yet, but if you do, I'm going to have to redo all of the votes because I didn't take down...
Then never mind.
So I don't want to discourage you if you want to do that. You're technically allowed to, but...
No, I'm not fine.
Okay.
Sorry, parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead.
Is there any way to make sure that somebody didn't actually vote for more than...
Six people?
That they should have?
No, so the way that I'm doing it is the total number of votes... So there's 28 people here, and the maximum number of votes possibly cast is 6 times 28, which is 168. So I told the total number of votes cast, if it's less than 168, I'm just assuming that it's less people. But, I mean, someone could cheat the system. It's just that, it's, in my opinion, the efficiency trade-off isn't worth it. But if you, again, you can suggest that I change my voting system if you want me to do that. Anyone can do that. Okay, so let me figure out that there weren't more votes cast. Congratulations to Councillor Patel, Councillor Redmond, Councillor Mills, Councillor Binchek, Councillor Champagne, and Councillor Hanwell for their election to the Policy Committee.
One more time, please.
Councilor Patel, Councilor Redmond, Councilor Mills, Councilor Venchek, Councilor Champagne, and Councilor Hanwell. Okay, Grant Allocation Committee. Five members. Okay. The nomination is Governor Kelly.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Grant.
Councilor Grant, you said?
Yes.
Councilor Benchak? Benchak?
I would like to nominate Councilor Wynn.
Councilor Wynn, you said?
Yes.
Are there any further nominations? Two names? Councilor Mills?
Councilor Corbett.
Accept, I'm guessing.
Yes. Elementary and Cream.
Sure.
To be pinned follow X to the kill.
Yes. Okay. Are there any further nominations? Vice President Lane.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councilor Lenarski.
Councilor Lenarski, you accept?
Negative.
Vice President Shannon.
I'd like to, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councilor Nguyen.
Councilor Wynn, you accept?
Aye.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry. Okay, three names for five spots. Are there any further nominations?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Bannister.
Councillor Bannister, you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Okay, Councillor Wynn.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Morris.
Councillor Morris, you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Councillor Larsky.
I would like to nominate Vice President.
Vice President Lay? He's already an ex officio member. Councilor Hodson.
I would like, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to nominate Vice President Chellen.
yeah, Vice President Chellen, do you accept?
Well, I respectfully decline.
Councilor Speakman.
I'll nominate myself.
Great. Is there any further?
Mr. Speaker, who are the members of the executive who are ex officio?
If you just look at this. Councillor Hodson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate myself.
Great. Five names for five spots. Are there any further nominations? Seeing none, congratulations to Councillor Grehan, Councillor Wynn, Councillor Corbett, and Councillor Hodson. Election Review Committee. I believe the executive committee nomination happens in the executive committee traditionally for this. But if you want to nominate a member from the executive committee here, I'll pull out. I don't see any reason why not. Sorry, I'm just reading right from this. Anyway, five spots plus one executive. So are there any nominations to the election committee? Vice President Woods.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Bannister.
Councillor Bannister, you accept?
I accept.
Councillor Redmond. Councillor Speakman.
I'd like to nominate
Councillor
Mohammed.
Councillor Mohammed, you accept?
I respectfully disagree.
Okay, are there any further nominations? Vice President Shannon.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Morris.
Councillor Morris, you accept?
Yes.
Are there any further nominations? Councilor Duhan.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Patel.
Councilor Patel, do you accept?
I
accept. Are there any further nominations? I'd really like to have quorum. It's my baseline here. Maybe probably four. Councilor Wynn?
I'd like to nominate Councilor Speakman.
Vice President Wood.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Zhang.
Councillor Zhang, do you accept? Are there any further nominations?
How many do we have so far?
We have four.
Of five?
Do you want me to check the quorum? There's five members allowed plus the speaker?
Yeah.
Do you want me to... if someone asks me a point of parliamentary inquiry, if they want me to check the quorum, otherwise it won't. It'll take me a second. Okay, President Kuzmu.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Vice President-elect Woods.
Vice President Woods, do you accept?
Are you guys just gonna vote me an exec? Nice.
Councilor Bannister?
I would like to nominate. Oh, actually, pass.
Okay. Councilor Rehan?
I'd like to nominate Councilor Douglas.
Councilor Douglas, you accept?
Accept.
Okay, are there any further nominations? Nope. Okay, so congratulations to Councilor Bannister, Councilor Morris, Councilor Speakman, Councilor Zhang, and Vice President Woods. Okay. So, I am most likely going to be, chairing these introductory meetings of these committees from the way things are looking. So, I am going to set them up, all of them to be on, when did Dan start? I'll send you out an email with your exact time, but likely it will be, Monday evening. The meetings will take 20 minutes for your committee. It's just that we have to get them to elect a chair. I like to do them all in one night so that I don't have to do it 10 times. And it's a lot easier. So if you know you're going to have a conflict for Monday night, I understand everyone's doing exams and stuff, but it will only be 20 minutes of your time. So if you know you're going to have an issue Monday night, send me an email or just come talk to me after this meeting. Otherwise, you'll hear from me shortly for scheduling that. But anyway, we'll go through the attendance first.
Okay, President Kuzmin.
Sure.
For those counselors who, let's say, didn't get a chance to be selected on a committee, are they still able to attend a committee meeting if they wanted to get involved? Completely shut out of these meetings? Despite me being on council for so long, I still...
That's a good question. You don't know the answer to that question. of course, our committee meetings are all public, so any member can attend, particularly any member of council. Any member of council can also attend in-camera sessions of committees. So you have full access, you just don't have voting rights. Members of council can also act as proxies for committees. Does that answer your question?
I guess.
Okay. President Kuzmin.
Oh,
sorry? Oh, yeah. Great. Thank you. Is that a point of parliamentary inquiry?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So can just ordinary councillors propose bylaws?
Yeah.
No, they're not. Yeah.
Yes. So any member can propose. Yeah. Any member can propose a policy or bylaw. Basically, if you're curious about it, just read. Usually, the incoming speaker would send out an email that has kind of instructions. Maybe I'll just send it out to everyone, so you can kind of see. I'll give you an outline of just the basics for what you need to know. But any member can basically write a bylaw or policy to a certain extent. But you do need to follow our process for approving them. But certainly, any member can take the initiative to do that. Does that answer your question?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any other? There's a motion. Councillor Mills is moving to recess. Did you have a date in mind, Councilor Mills?
Yes, I would like to reconvene on April 25th. And I can explain why in the introduction to the motion.
Sure, April 25th?
Yes. And once I explain the motion, you can motion to amend the date if you see fit. So.
Sure. Is there a seconder for recessing? Councilor Corbett? Councilor Mills?
Okay, so. Since we did not elect a speaker at our introductory meeting today, we will have to do so at another time. So instead of adjourning our introductory meeting, I would like to just postpone completing it until later on. I picked the 25th of April because I feel that most of us should be done finals or wrapping up finals by then. I would want it to be at 7, or 6 or 7, I don't know what time. That also gives... this year's CAC, I think, is who will be shortlisting. I have to talk to people about that. But that also gives enough time for us to repost the position for speaker, to advertise for it, for applicants to apply, and for us to shortlist. So rather than having a meeting next week, that time is too fast. fast, but this meeting needs to happen before May 7th. I think it's a good in-between for that time. It's a Thursday.
Okay, so we're going to move. I'm just going to say, because you have to specify it, say 6 o'clock on the 25th
sure.
in this room. Okay, so is there a seconder for, or sorry, there is a seconder already, that was the introduction. So basically, you can debate this, but you can also amend it. So an appropriate amendment would be changing the date or time of the meeting, if that makes sense. If you disagree with the motion, then you'll just vote against it and speak against it. So, any debate? Governor Kelly.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to speak in favor of this motion as the chair kind of has mentioned. This gives us enough time to advertise and also work on getting other candidates. It also provides time for next week selecting the chairs and the committees, but it's not too far enough away where it's into our new mandates starting in May. So I think it's a really good compromise that I know, I imagine there are other individuals who will have exams at that time, but I think that's a trade-off between that and having this meeting held. Having this meeting held when our mandate is already started, which I think could be potentially a little bit problematic. So I think this provides enough time for PAC to do the business it needs to do while at the same time ensuring that it's done in a timely manner and that we will have hopefully a speaker before our mandates begin on first. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Councilor Redmond.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to speak in favor of this motion. Someone should make an amendment or something the day after the 27th. I know 27th is April, the last day of exams for all students. Many people have exams on the 25th. I have some myself on the 27th, so I'd be totally not for that. If we have an appropriate date, we could get them after that.
Councilor Douglas.
I was wondering for people to speak after me, what the 30th looks like to them.
Just before, I'm going to continue this, but just before this goes too far, it's impossible to schedule a meeting for 30 plus people where no one is going to have a conflict. So I really recommend, instead of talking generalities, if you have an idea for another time, you just make an amendment to do it at that time, and accept that some people aren't going to go, aren't going to be at the meeting. But I don't want to bias the discussion. I just don't want it to go on for a really long time. Councillor Milnarski.
I'd like to call the question. I guess I've got people.
Sure. Is there a seconder for calling the question? Councillor Champagne. So again, this is whether or not we want to end debate. So all those in favor of calling the question or ending debate, please raise your placards. All those opposed? Any abstentions which you noted? Councillor Speakman and Councillor Schimoni? Okay, so that passes. So all those in favor of recessing until April 25th at 6 o'clock, please raise your placards. Okay, all opposed? Okay, that passes. Okay, so motion stands. We will recess and reconvene in this room at 6 o'clock on April 25th. Councilor Speaker?
I have a question. I don't know what category it falls under.
Sure.
But I was wondering if we could all, as members of council, should take some responsibility for promoting the publicity of the position being reposted.
Sure. So I think you just accomplished basically your goal. I mean, generally you don't allow announcements. So I would have, were this like a meeting during the year, I would have ruled that out of order before she finished. But I think like the point is well taken. Everyone, please promote the speaker position. Councilor Mills?
So I'll be emailing the lady in charge of the job posting this evening. So it should hopefully be posted tomorrow on the job care, like the SU job it. So if you think of someone who you feel is qualified or doing a job, I encourage them to go
Perfect. Okay, so we're actually recessed, but just let me do attendance before you all leave. Vice President, or sorry, President Kuzmu.
Present.
Vice President Chellen.
Present.
Vice President Woods.
Present.
Vice President Lay.
Present.
Vice President Lau.
Present.
Governor Kelly.
Present.
Councilor Patel.
Present.
Councilor Borden.
Present.
Councilor Mills.
Present.
Councilor Hanwell.
Present.
Councilor Bannister.
Present.
Councilor Schiavone.
Present.
Councilor Mohammed.
Present.
Councilor Grilke. Councilor Molnarski. Councilor Valdez.
Present.
Councilor Corbett.
Present.
Councilor Redman.
Present.
Councilor Mercier. Councilor Hamid. Councilor Morris. Councilor Wynn. Councilor Champagne.